Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to rest in your presence. Some of us get pretty geared up through the week, and we forget that it's all about you. Some of us have agendas and situations in our lives, and we're so focused on that stuff that we forget to lean back into your arms. Some of us have been so busy with the plans that we have that we don't even open the Word anymore. And we're drifting aimlessly, wondering why we feel the way we feel. I want to encourage you tonight to come back to your first love. Jesus is calling you. He's always calling you. Sometimes we get so caught up with the distractions that we can't hear that still small voice. It took a while tonight while we worshiped for us to come as one into the presence of the King. I saw him ministering to the hearts in here. I saw connection in the spirit, spirit to spirit. And I saw him just loving on us like a gentle father. I want to let you know that the enemy is a liar and his job is to deceive you. His job is to keep you out of the presence of the King. His job is to stop you from entering in to the kingdom of God. He wants you to stay in the earth realm where you're so focused on what's going on in the natural. I'm actually hearing the words, you're gristly. I don't know what that word means, but I don't think it's good. I'm seeing a little one of those Brussels, those little scrub pans that you just clean out, a pan that you burn on the stove. See, God wants to change us into his image. He's already released that, but it's up to us to come into alignment with him. And the only way to do that is in a place of rest. And I see, you know, one of the things, if for those of you who don't know or do know, you know, I'm a seer. I see in the spirit, and I watch the battles that take place, and God has a plan for man, but so does the enemy, and I'm watching kingdom rise against kingdom, and I want to tell you the good news. There's victory in the name of Jesus, and his ways are higher. They're also simpler, and they're also light. There is no burden because he carries our burden. But the problem is we get overcome by the circumstances of life or why is things going this way? I want to tell you something. The whole time that you're having those thoughts, the enemy's pointing you to look at those bad things and to cause you to have doubt. Is God good? His motive is the same as it was at the beginning when he deceived Adam and Eve. It hasn't changed. He's not brilliant, let me just tell you that. In fact, he's so stupid, he got kicked out of heaven because he thought he was going to be greater than God. He exalted himself above our Father. Now, I just want to encourage you because some of you are discouraged. And for those of you who are new, I don't have a message tonight. I'm just speaking by the Spirit of the living God, okay? And so he's ministering to the hearts in here tonight. And so this may not be for you, but it's for you. He's always feeding. And I'll eat anything he gives because it's always good. And sometimes we might not, well, I don't know if I like that taste of that. Listen, there's going to come a day when you're going to need to eat the food of heaven. So start eating now. And some of you are like, what is she talking about? Just wait. So I just want to encourage you, because there's some discouragement going on. You're looking at the situation in the earth, and you're looking at it from the earthly perspective. Well, that's a fallen state right there. God is calling you to come up higher. He's calling you to be seated in heavenly places. That's scripture. Well, how does that work? How can that be? Well, in him you live and breathe and know and have your knowing in him. And so you're looking at the situation in the earth going, why isn't God fixing this? He gave us a scripture. He told us. He gave us direction. He said, you know what? I'm paraphrasing. But basically, he took the keys from hell. He stripped the enemy completely naked and said, here's the keys to the kingdom. Occupy until I come home, until I come back. And so all of us, many of us are like, well, when are you going to fix this, God? Behold, I give you authority to trample over scorpions and snakes. You know, occupy till I come is a military term. It's meant for us to occupy. It's not meant for us to watch CNN whatever they all are, Fox News. It's not about that. It's about what does the Word of God say? What's God saying in this situation? Because that's what changes. When we decree into the earth what is spoken in heaven through the Word of God or through a revelatory word, that's what changes the atmosphere. And so some people are so earthly minded that they're letting their emotions rule them, and they think it's their intellect, but both of them will fail you in the end, because you're a spirit being. When you were born again, you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness. Well, where's the kingdom of darkness? It's called earth, okay? You were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. So you are now an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Ambassadors don't get opinions. Your opinion is what the Word of God says. You decree the Word of God into the earth. You carry the message of the Lord without your opinion. And that is when the power of the living God moves through you, and that's how things get changed. You can join all the prayer groups you want. You can join all the self-help groups you want. You can read and study all you want, but it's the power of the living Word that will change and split and create and destroy. That's why he says, life and death is in the power of tongue. Choose life. He always gives us the answer. He always gives us the answer. He always gives us the answer. And it's always right. And so meanwhile, the enemies, you know, we're born into a corrupt world. So some of us have had some bad things happen to us. And so we use those as filters and guides and walls of protection to help us keep safe, which actually prevents the living God to make way in our hearts and move in and abide with us. You know, we're to live and abide in his presence. But some of us have walls up and we're like, you know, I've been hurt by the church. I've been hurt by people. I'm not doing this. Well, when you put those blocks up, you're actually preventing the Lord from coming, because he will never override your free will. So what you think is a protection is actually a deterrent. It's causing harm or delay or spiritual retardation. Some of you think you're so mature because you know the Word, but your spiritual muscles are atrophied. You don't know how to use them. And I've got good news. God could set you straight in 1 second, but all it takes is a repentant heart. Lord, change me. Change me in your image. Lord, I thought I was doing your will, but I'm not. Help me. Show me what lies I'm believing, and help me see your truth. Simple prayers like that will bring victory in your life every time. He's all about advancement for the kingdom. He's not all about advancing your agenda. And so that's why there's delays and blocks and all the chaos that we're seeing. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. That's scripture. So some of you are shocked that kingdom is rising against kingdom. Listen. We know the end. What is the worst thing that's going to happen? We fulfill our assignment and go home. But wait, what about my 401k? You won't care about your 401k, because the streets are paved with gold. See, we've been born into a sin world, so our minds are like, listen, there's so much revelation that the Lord wants to uncap and open in our minds. You know, we were 100% at one time. We're not right now. And there's so much that God is challenging us to believe, but because of the filters and limitations that we've placed on ourselves, it's causing us to be delayed. It's all laid out there. The banquet table is ready. We have to come and dine with the King. And when you start to eat the fruit of the Spirit, when you start to eat the food from heaven, it changes who you are. What it does is it activates what's inside of you. It like regenerates who you really are in Him. And so He's challenging you tonight to believe His word. Will you believe His word? Meanwhile, the enemy's like, it's bad out there. It's bad out there. It's never going to get better. Listen, it doesn't matter what it looks like, because up there, when you're seated in heavenly places, you actually look down into the earth situation and you realize, first of all, none of it's that big of a deal. What's really a big deal is your condition of your heart. Are you loving Jesus? Are you communing with Him? You know that the scriptures where it talks about the virgins, the 10 virgins and the oil lamp and waiting to meet their bridegroom, you know, and some were ready, some were pressing in, and some were busy shopping at TJ Maxx, and some, you know, are clueless. And then they're like, oh my gosh, the bridegroom's here. Hey, can I borrow some of your oil? And they're like, no. There's coming a day when you have to have fresh oil, and it's now. It's important to start practicing His presence. And what I mean by that is you sit with Him and you say, Lord, I don't know how to hear your voice. I don't know. I haven't heard your voice. I have, but I don't anymore. Whatever it is, here I am. Show me truth. And the Holy Spirit inside of you, you know, He sent the Comforter for a reason, and He's called the Comforter. He's not called the Terrifier. He's called the Comforter. He will lead and guide you in all truth. If you're being terrified, it's the wrong spirit. If you're being condemned, it's the wrong spirit. If you have fear, it's the wrong spirit. If you have hatred and bitterness, it's the wrong spirit. God is love. God is love! Exclamation point. God is love. And when you learn to sit and receive His love, it'll flow out of you in such a way that where you go, the atmosphere is changed because you're housing the presence of the King. Well, how can that be? Well, it's Scripture. Some of you are very agenda, I don't know why we're here, but we are. Some of you are very agenda oriented. You got lists, you got tasks, and you're going to do it no matter what. Well, listen, you look like a bull in the spirit, and you're trampling people and hurting them. And the Lord says, stop it. Now, that's not for everybody. And those of you who have man-pleasing spirits are like, is that me? Is that me? You know, no, it's not. And here's the thing, bulls, they need to be told boldly because they don't hear any other way. So this might be hard for you because you might be soft and loving and gentle, and you might be thinking, oh, she's so rough. No, God is saving a soul tonight. God is reaching out and removing the veil of darkness and speaking life and actually setting people free. Nobody wants to be bound. Nobody wants to be crabby. That's not fruit of the Spirit. Nobody wants to justify. Well, if only. Listen, it doesn't matter if it's today or tomorrow. There's always going to be an if only. We choose to be joyful. We choose it. There's a spirit of entitlement that is bouncing around in the body of Christ. Be careful. Oh, that's not me. Be careful. That thing will devour whoever it can. What's the opposite of the spirit of entitlement? What?
Thanksgiving?
What are you saying?
I would say adoption. But that's
adoption? Okay.
Spirit of servitude.
There you go. Yeah. See, we get challenged every day to subdue our flesh. You want to know a good way? The easy way? Go clean someone's toilet. Oh, no, not that. Listen, there's the best way to kill your flesh is to serve. Serve. And that's what it's all about. Jesus was washing feet. And then we get this religious thing, well, I'm going to wash feet. It's not about the feet. It's about the heart. It's a servant's heart. We have people who want to serve with us. Hallelujah. We love when people want to serve. But then there comes this point where it's their agenda. Something happens. See, we have to be worked out of our flesh. And it's not anybody in this room. We have to work out our flesh. We have to work out our motives of our heart. Is it all about him? Is it all about you do it unto the Lord? Or is it you do it unto build me up because I want to be seen of man? And it's okay because we have to come out of that. And so we get challenged with, well, you know, I might have an issue of selfishness in my heart because I want to be seen. You know, when you lay hands on somebody or pray for somebody and they get healed, is it about you? Or is it about, look what Jesus did. Look what Jesus just did, and I got to witness it. See, that's the heart of a servant. But if it's, and here you got to watch this because the enemy be like, look at you go. You did good. No, I never did anything good. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. And in the bad days, I saw what I did. And slowly, God regenerated my heart and my mind and my soul. And there's a journey going on. And I see pushing. I see pushing, and people are like, it's the enemy. No, it's time to get healed. It's time to deal with the issues of our heart. And see, as kingdom and kingdom collide, well, what's inside your heart? You got a little bit of darkness that needs to go? I know I did, and I still do. Lord, take everything out of me that's not of you. Is that your heart's cry? Yeah. Or is it build my empire because I'm going to make it? I had that. I you guys know my story. I had it all. It was cheap plastic junk compared to him and his presence. And that's what it's all about. It's about the kingdom of God. Have your way in my heart. Some of you have dreams in here, and you're hoping for certain dreams to come true, and you're hanging your life on that dream. Hang your life on Jesus. You know, when you give him everything, he's the King of Kings. He can't help but shower you with the best of everything. It's when we hold back in an area, a lot of times he's testing our heart to see what we're made of, see what's in there. I love the testings. I don't like them when I'm going through them, but I love them because they bring forth fruit and it prunes off the dead stuff that needs to go. Meaning false religion, it means my own opinions, my ideas, the way I think things should be. Listen, I'm just a soldier for God. That's it. I'm just his kid in the kingdom. That's it. My place I like is a low place. I love to be low and out of the spotlight. My best times are alone with him. That's when I commune. He's my father. That's when I find out how good he is. You know, when you read it in his word and start to believe it and meditate on some of the scriptures, we need to do some more meditating instead of just, okay, I got chapter 1 done of Matthew. Okay, I got chapter 2 done of Matthew. What'd you get out of that? That's called fast food. Ooh, listen, we are to meditate. And when you meditate, what happens, it's a powerful tool. And the New Agers stole it, you know, meditating and all that crap. Listen, yes, I said crap. So I'm just seeing if you're listening. When we meditate on the word, what happens is it's a seed and it's looking for a place to be planted. And hopefully it's in our heart. And when it's a scripture, you know, I have many favorites, but lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. You know what? I wear that scripture. My own understanding got me in so much trouble, and I thought I was doing good. Lean not on your own understanding. Well, how do you do that? I meditated. Lord, teach me. What does that mean? I think it should go this way, but you're saying the words this way. It takes an act of faith to believe that he's God and I'm not and there is no plan B in case he fails me. When you put a plan B in place, it actually cuts out the faith. It removes your faith. It cuts it. And so, you know, because God's God. And as you grow in relationship with him, you start to see the goodness of who he really is and that his word is really true. And then the enemy shake, 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 push, push, push. But here's the thing. Steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Powerful scripture. As kingdom and kingdom collide, where are you? Are you swaying like a willow tree, or are you an oak of righteousness planted by the deep waters? You can't just plant yourself. The only way to do that is through the word of God. You have to come to to the realization that he's God and his word is true, and then show me how this works. Because if you think you know, you're putting a limitation and you'll never go any further than where you're at. And so I see in here tonight, I saw the Lord really dealing with our hearts in a good way. I saw people that were so broken and damaged from terrible things that have happened over the years. And I saw Jesus just gently loving on people and holding him. He was holding people in their arms and removing they were like sacks of sorrow, just draining out. And you know, I love counselors and I love, you know, all kinds of things, but there's nothing that will top when Jesus ministers. It changes your life because it brings life. He brings life. He'll remove the broken and decayed, and he will infuse his love into those areas if you let him. And sometimes people resist and they're like, no, 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 I'm okay the way I am. Listen, none of us are okay the way we are. And some of you think you know a lot. Listen, we know nothing in the presence of the King. And the closer you get to him and grow in him, the more you realize you don't know nothing. Amen. And it's okay. It's actually okay. You know, I remember when I was young and I'd be like, you know, I know this. God taught me this. La, you know, I don't say anything like that anymore because I really, every time I think I know something, I know nothing. Ooh, I'm telling on myself. Okay, do you remember when I used to say, I love this. You remember when I'd say you have an encounter with the Lord and then you want to do it the next time, and so you set the same song and the same lighting, and you remember me talking about that? Anybody who's been to the meetings knows that. And I'm like, you can't manufacture something because that's the work of the flesh. The Lord challenged me about that. Now, I've taught that for years, but the Lord actually challenged me a few weeks ago about an experience I had with him. And he said, come back in. Come back through the same doorway. You know, there's doorways in heaven. And I want to show you something. And I was like, well, how am I going to do that? He said, through the word. He said, take the vision that I gave you. Now, this is deep for some of you, but some of you need this. And the rest of you, hallelujah, you're you're in la 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 la. So what happens is when you have a vision and the Lord is like, it's actually a window in heaven, a doorway in heaven that you can go to and fro. You know, Jesus talks about this, about he tore the veil so that you could come and go. It's not, you know, we die and then go. It's you come and go in and out of the kingdom of God. And so, and eventually there's that scripture that it's no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. You know, there's realms of growth or realms of glory that he's waiting for us to come to, and that's where we get the food, that's where we get the nutrients, and that's where we get the well, I'm thinking of that scripture that has to do with not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. You know, we can do I'm going to get this done, you know, the word says I'm going to fast, blah blah blah, and that's might at first. And a little power on there. But when it's a revelation of the Spirit, when the Lord calls it, it is, and it's done, and it's effortlessly. There's a grace that comes on us to do whatever he's asking us to do. So I feel like the Lord is challenging us to go back to some of our times. I call them landmarks. You know, times in him where he's given us revelation, but we haven't attended fully to his word, so to speak. And what I mean by that is when I had this wonderful encounter at the last retreat we had, wasn't expecting it, didn't, you know, and it just was one of those moments where God met me, and he challenged me to come back and visit that place. And I was like, well, how do you do that? You know, like, you always taught me that you can't manufacture. And he said, no, you take the picture, the vision, you sit and rest and meditate, because you know the address, you've seen it, it's open, and come back in. And so willfully I sat and I spent time in his presence and got the revelation from heaven about the season that I'm in him and what he's doing. And it was food from heaven. You know how Jesus, when he met the lady at the well and he said, I ate food you don't know about, you know? They're like, are you hungry, master? You want a sandwich? No, I had food you don't know about. I have food you don't know about. There's food in heaven that will bring nourishment. Listen, we're not doing church 101, okay? I know this is tough on some of you, but there's not much time left. We have to come into the full measure of God. And so, you know, I used to be like, well, okay, you know, I'll preach this, Lord. I'll do this, Lord. You know, but I don't want anybody to stumble. He's like, you tell everyone and hold nothing back. I'm like, okay. So if you've noticed a little more boldness, it's because of the time we're in. I don't have time. It's called the rip the Band-Aid off time, you know, and you know, I've hinted and hinted with people, you know, maybe you want to do this, or maybe you should ask the Lord about this. And there's so many levels of garbage, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but there's so many levels of garbage that they can't hear what the Lord is trying to get them to see. And so we call it rip the Band-Aid off mode. Holly's more gentle and does, you know, does things a little different. But I'm like, you want to get free from that thing? And they're like, yes. And so I say, well, this is what it is. And then we deal with it. And it's bringing breakthrough, and it's accelerated breakthrough. And that's the season that we're in right now. It's accelerated breakthrough for those whosoever choose to. And for the ones that won't, it's okay. If you're born again, hallelujah, the kingdom of God's open. But I don't want to stand in front of him on the last day, you know, and say, how'd things go? You know, I want to make sure I did everything that he wanted me to do. When my assignment is done, I am out of here. Earth has no hold on me. My kids don't have a hold on me. My job doesn't have a hold on me. Finances don't have a hold on me. You know why? Because it's all his. He lets me steward everything. See, there's this thing called right order in the kingdom of God. When you have right order, you don't worry when stuff happens because he'll take care of it. He'll give you the idea. He'll bring you the finances. He just takes care of things. You know why? Because he owns me. I'm all his. I'm like a little vase that sits on the shelf, and he pulls me out and gets to use me whenever he wants. We spend time together, and it's wonderful. I don't carry stress. I don't carry fear. I don't carry worry. When something bad happens, when the devourer tries to come, it's never as bad as it is for other people. The enemy still hits, but it's never bad, and there's always, God always handles it. I've had practice at this. Many flooded basements, many broken pipes, many opportunities to trust God. Many opportunities to react out of the flesh and blow it completely. And then, oh man, I should have prayed first. Why did I swear all that? You know, whatever it is. Slowly, after opportunity, those are opportunities to grow your strong force or stronghold against the enemy and stay in him, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Does that make sense to y'all tonight? Is this too much for you?
No.
Amen. I got to take a little sip of water. So childlike faith is my favorite faith. I don't want to know all that external stuff. It does no good for my brain. That kind of stuff brings worry and confusion. Do you remember when you were a little kid and you were just playing on a summer day and you didn't know that there were bombs flying over somewhere and bombing somebody? I'm sure everybody's had an experience where they remember, oh, I didn't even know that was happening. See, you can live in the kingdom of God when bombs are flying all around you and bouncing all over the place and not be affected. Walk in peace. Well, how can that be? Practice. Practice with the little stuff. And if you're exploding over the little stuff, you're not going to, I hate to say this, but you're not going to advance into the full blessing because you're responding out of your flesh. We need to learn to subdue our flesh. How do I do that? Fast. One of the best ways to master your flesh or the distractions of your flesh is to fast. Deny yourself food. When you do that, it shows you the emotional hooks or what's really leading and guiding you. And what I mean by that is when you start to fast, fasting is huge. Well, what, you know, is that New Testament? Listen, I'm just telling you what I know. I've had breakthroughs with fasting, lots of them. Well, is that scriptural? Yeah, it is. And so I failed miserably as a faster for a long time. You know, it was required for our church when I was on the prayer team. Fast one day a month or one day a week. It felt like every day forever because I couldn't do it. I'd get these migraines and last 2 hours and then cave and eat. And then the enemy would say, "You call yourself a Christian?" And I'd blow it week after week, month after month, year after year. But one day, see, the hungry get fed. And I'm not talking food at McDonald's. The hungry, the ones of the hungry hearts, will always get fed. Jesus will find a way. He will knock over walls to find a way to set you free. And I'll never forget the first time it happened. Well, I've had many times, but the one time I was crying out. I was miserable. My emotions were a wreck. I only used two emotions because I was like bound and a mess and had walls of protection up and very shy. And so my favorite emotion was anger. I used to be a very angry person. And when it hit, look out. And so anger and depression were my two spirits that really wrecked me and owned me. But I'm crying out, "Lord, you got to change me. You got to change me." And then one night, don't ask me why, one night he did, after years of crying out. And see, that's the thing. Faint not. Never give up. You know who wins? The last man standing. The last man standing. I've got an issue going on right now with a skunk under my shed. And that thing, last man standing. I'm going to win that thing. I'm telling you, that thing has dug holes and done all kinds of crazy stuff. I put up a little motion light last night. It knocked it down, you know, and it was like taped to the wall. I'm like, how does he do that? I'm like, last man standing. I win every skirmish, every battle, and every war in the spirit and in the natural. And I do it by the Spirit of the living God. And so these are opportunities. These are opportunities. I'm watching the skunk dig holes. It's much easier. You know, I could be too busy to deal with it, and then the whole skunk family comes in, and then the relatives. You know, and then you got a real deal on your hand. Listen, opportunities in the natural are could be spiritual lessons. You know, and what's really going on? You know, and so I asked the Lord, what's this really about? You know, is there some stinky people going to move in next to me, coming to the meetings? You know, what is it? And I don't over-spiritualize, but you know what? Dreams are important to me, and they're directional. And so in the natural, I got a skunk problem. And in the natural, I'm going to win this thing. And I am starting to fight a little stronger than I did at first. At first, I just, you know, now I've got wires down, and I've got, you know, limestone, and pretty soon I'm going to get electrical fence if I need to, you know. Oh, no, there's the people who are animal lovers. You take the thing home, you know. So I might have to sit out there with my gun one night. I don't know, you know, but I'm going to win. I'm going to win this thing. So I'm telling you, these opportunities, you can use them in the spirit as well. And what I'm seeing in the body of Christ is, I don't feel like fighting today. I'd let the skunk move in. You know, hey, maybe I'll hang curtains around it and no one will notice. Listen, it stinks and it's got to go. It's got to go. And if you don't deal with it when you least expect it, you're going to get nailed. And so it's the same thing. You got issues in your heart, deal with them. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Show you what you're supposed to be working on now, and He will teach you and show you. He's for you. He's not against you. Let me say that again. He's for you. He's not against you. And the enemy's tried to teach you and brainwash you, and he's the enemy. He's not the enemy. He's a good father. Who sowed his son as seed to purchase your redemption, to purchase full relationship now, not when you die and go to heaven, now. He wants you now spending time with him because you know what? You're a ruler in the earth, and he needs you. And some of you have been taken out because you've been deceived by what your assignment is. I just heard pause, so I'm pausing. Some of you have been taken out because you've been deceived and don't know what your assignment is. It's okay. The one thing I love is about God's redemption. When we blow it, when we recognize it, here I am, God, I'm so sorry, help me. What do I do? What do you want to do? And then wait and listen. And he will give you the next step. He won't give you the whole thing because he wants you to rely and build on relationship. Does that make sense? So I feel like tonight, I really feel like the Lord is pulling out strongholds, false belief systems of lies of and darkness that have tried to cloak your eyes and cloak your heart. God is always a God of light, and he always delights in his saints. He loves spending time and fellowshipping. And so, I know I saw in worship tonight, I saw him healing some brokenness in our hearts. And I feel like he's continuing to do that and wants to continue to do that. So the only requirement is to yield to him. And what I mean by how does that work? Lord, I think that might be me. Will you help me with this? You don't even have to fix it. He will help you because he's the one that leads and guides us in all truth through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Is that like 5 minutes? It was, no. Okay, so a couple things I want to say before we move on. I don't know where we're going next, but for those of you who don't know, or for those of you who need to be aware of this, Israel is under attack right now. And, there's a scripture that talks about, watch the fig tree, and you'll know the time and the season. And I really, and I'm not like losing sleep over this, but my heart is sad for what's going on. And I feel like we need to pray. When I was driving tonight, I felt like we were supposed to pray for Israel, and it's important to, Edgar every day prayed for Israel, and it brings a blessing for one thing. So I asked Joanne to do a prayer tonight. So would you come up and do that for us? She's stuck in the chair. She really is.
I just hold it? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Father God. We worship you. We thank you that great is your faithfulness. We honor you, that you're a covenant-keeping God, that you'll never fail. You never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we lift up Israel tonight, the apple of your eye. The apple of your eye, Lord. We bless Israel tonight. We bless them. You said you would bless those that bless Israel. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, we know you said that you who keeps Israel does not slumber or sleep. You're not falling asleep on the job. You are watching over them. You keep them. They're kept by the power of God through faith. Lord, we thank you that there is more for them than against them. We thank you for the angel armies. Lord, we thank you. There's more. There is more for them. Covenant enforcing angels. They have a covenant with you, Lord, and all those other nations are uncircumcised Philistines. We thank you, Lord, that you are the mighty one of Israel. And you will deliver them. You are delivering, Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and bless them and smite their enemies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. We pray peace, Lord, over the children. While they're in those shelters, Lord, we thank you, you're the God of all comfort. Yeah. Lord, that while they're even in those shelters and the bombs going overhead, that, Lord, you supernaturally protect them, protect them, protect them from trauma. Supernatural comfort, Father, even while their bombs going overhead. The peace, your peace that passes understanding to guard their little hearts, their minds, Father. We thank you, you are a shelter. Lord, that even while they're in that shelter, you're sheltering them in the shelter. Supernatural protection. Lord, we lift up the army, the military, the IDF. Lord, we thank you that by you they can run through a troop and leap over a wall. We thank you for your super on their natural, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for angelic assistance, Father. Supernatural. You're super on their natural right now, Lord. You're a very present help in their time of trouble. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you gave them that land that's their land, and no one can take that from them. No man can take that land away from them. Lord, we lift up Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu right now and all the leadership of Israel. Father, we pray for great grace upon him, Lord. We pray for wisdom and revelation and the eyes of their understanding, Lord, to be open and enlightened. Lord, they don't just need natural information. They need supernatural revelation from heaven. Right now, Lord, download strategies and wisdom from above, Father. We thank you that you always cause them to triumph. You give them the victory. You are victorious and you give them the victory, that the victory is theirs and the battle is the Lord's. Father, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over Israel, around the borders, Father, around Jerusalem, Father. We thank you. Lord, we pray over our embassy that was put there by President Trump, Lord, and that is our seed, that we stand with Israel, that America will stand with Israel. Father, we pray for the leadership right now in our nation, that you open their eyes and you turn their hearts. You turn the heart of kings, your word says. Turn their hearts towards Israel. Turn their hearts to stand with Israel and not to pressure them to divide the land. Father, we ask you, we're believing for supernatural intervention, Lord. You who keeps Israel, Father. You are a covenant-keeping God. You said your covenant will you not break, nor alter the thing that's gone forth from your lips, that Israel is forever, forever. Lord, I pray over that Gaza Strip. That is rightfully their land. That is their land, and I thank you it's coming back into their hands. That land is crying out. Lord, that land is crying out. It's in the wrong hands, and it's coming back into their hands. It's coming back rightfully into their hands. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that you are delivering them. You are, anyone who comes against Israel comes against you personally. You personally, Lord, will protect them, will deliver them. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. Supernaturally, we're believing for it, Lord. We're believing you. We've seen throughout history how you've delivered them over and over and over again. And you'll do it again. You'll do it again, Father. We declare victory. We declare victory tonight. We declare victory in Israel. We declare victory in Israel. We declare victory in Israel in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we thank you for peace. Shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. We pray restoration, that all will be restored, Father, to them. And we thank you for comforting them. Comforting them supernaturally. Oh, you're a good Father. We believe to see the goodness of God in the land of Israel. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. We agree. We agree. We agree.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.